Hey, 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 this is Dr. Christiana Anise, and today we are going to talk about love and business because relationships can really hinder or help your business, all right? So as a mentor, and my main focus is to help, women entrepreneurs, I have a mixture of mentees that are women and men. So I get to hear both sides, and I'm a very fair person. I'm not judgmental at all in no way, shape, or form because none of us are perfect, but we all can learn from each other because a lot of our situations are similar, believe it or not. And I'm able to, hear both sides because I'm in the field of coaching. So it gives me a better view and understanding of each party. So let's get straight into it. So when it comes to business and love, it can be a beautiful, harmonious thing if you have a partner that understands entrepreneurship, and not just you, that understands business, that understands that sometimes it's business, not sometimes, most of the time it's business, not personal, and knows how to separate the two, knows how to give you space, understands your business language, not just your love language, but your business language, and all of that good stuff. Like when you have a partner and you both, complement each other when it comes to business, it is the cheat code when it comes to success, when it comes to financial sustainability, all right? I promise and guarantee you that, all right? And I learned that when I was married, when I was in a relationship, because it was like, as business partners, we were really good. He was the hustle, I was the brains, and it was a beautiful partnership as far as business goes. But that's not always the case when it comes to the love side of things, all right? Because a lot of times when we are in business, say with a partner or whatever, those lines can be blurred, the love and the business, or you may be putting too much time into your business and not enough time into your partner. You have to know how to manage your time. And that's something that I can say that I, had a real problem with when I was in business with my partner. I have since then learned how to manage that and seen where my fault lie. But at the end of the day, I learned also that I wasn't the only one, because again, mentoring people will teach you that, all right? So what I learned is that when you have a partner and they understand, management of time, they understand how to separate the love and the business and all of that, it's beautiful because you will elevate, you will rise, it's guaranteed or whatever, all right? However, you will run across those, prospects and those people that will come into your life, male or female, and, pretend to want to be this partner, or pretend to want to help you with your business and your goals and your dreams. But in all actuality, they're really there to hinder you, to try to humble you, to try to bring you down, to try to take that light away from you. They're not there to help you. They're there to leech off of you. Okay. They see an opportunity. All right. And you have to know how to use your discernment to distinguish who those people are. Okay. Because they will definitely set you back to where it's just like, you feel like you can't even get back on track. They will have you, all over the place when it comes to your mindset, when it comes to your ambition, when it comes to your passion, because you're focusing too much on them, their needs, their wants, their problems, their toxic stuff that they have going on, to where you can't focus on what you need to do. All right. That's not a partner for you. That is a distraction. And, if you've been listening to the podcast, I've spoke on distractions. You need to be able to identify when someone is a distraction and when someone is really genuinely there to help improve you, improve your situation, to help you build, and vice versa. All right. I'm not saying it's just one sided, but you should only be focusing and putting energy into people that's doing the same for you, all right? Because when I'm speaking to my mentees, it's just like, I have a lot of powerful women that I coach and I mentor, and they're just like, I have everything. I'm smart. I have money. I have my own home. I have this. And Trust me, I can relate, but at the same time, that does not guarantee you a good partner. That does not guarantee you someone that's going to come in your life and be all the things that you need them to be, all right? What it means is that you've built yourself up and placed yourself in this position of power, of excellence, and now you're looking for someone to match that, and it's hard. I'm going to tell you right now, it's hard because a lot of times egos get involved. A lot of times, you know, people get jealous, and that's a real thing. And I think that's something that a lot of people aren't talking about. You know, we're not in the days of gold diggers, women just looking for men for money. No, like women now are the rich men. Women now are taking care of men. Women now are the head of household, you know, and I understand how this can be still a shock when it comes to, you know, just the way that, you know, we were once raised. The world is different. And if you're not adjusting to that, if you're not accepting of that, there's a lot of ego that can be thrown in there when it comes to a man, you know. And then for a woman, there's so many women out here that are bosses now that it's like a kid in a candy store when it comes to these men, because it's like, well, wait a minute, you know, like there's a lot to choose from. And especially because men are visual. But again, that's why you have to pray for your partner, for your person. I guarantee you there's someone out there that's for you. You know, it's not a facade. It's not fake. They're not just stringing you along for their own selfish reasons. There's really someone that God made for you. All right. And I believe that. Like, you can call me what you want, but I truly believe that there is a person that has been made for you, that will understand you, that will be patient with you, that wants to, you know, protect you, that wants to guide you, that wants to pour into you and love you. And I'm not saying that this person is going to be perfect, because no one is. And I don't care how many accolades you have, or how much money you have, or how good of a woman you may think you are. You still have issues yourself. Okay, because nobody will ever be perfect. So once we understand that and stop looking for perfection, because you're looking, a lot of times people are looking for perfection when you need to look in the mirror and understand that you're not even perfect. So stop looking for that. Look for an equal. Look for someone that's going to pour into you just as much as you pour into them, if not more. All right. Look for someone that's going to guide you, that's interested in your love language as well as your business language. Look for someone that's going to pray over you, pray for you, and not pray on you. All right? Did you hear that? Seriously. Especially if you're a woman in business, because business is hard. Business is hard. There's times where I'm breaking down and I'm crying. And at one time, you know, I had someone that was there that, you know, could help me through or whatever. But being single now, it's not as easy. So you have to do that by yourself. You have to get through it by yourself, until you do find that one. So what I want to really get through to you today is to understand that perfection does not exist. Stop looking for it. If you are interested in finding a partner, find a partner that understands business, understands your business language, as well as your love language, and vice versa. It's not all about you. It's about them as well. I understand that we are bosses. We are building empires, but we also have to learn how to manage our time for the people that we love, the people that are in our lives. And I'm speaking not just from what I think, it's from what I know. And I know that there's so many people out there that's going through, you know, this right now, and just like, you know, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, I'm thinking I'm doing everything right. But when it comes down to it, it's just like, when it comes to my love life, it's hell. And it doesn't have to be like that, all right? Take this time to really focus on building yourself up. Take this time to really understand your business language on top of your love language. Take this time to explore. If you're dating, date more than one person. That does not mean have sex with all of these people. That means to date, to understand, to get to know, to connect. All right. And then figure out who needs to stay and who needs to go. Stop wasting your time. Stop wasting your energy. Stop wasting, you know, your money, all of that. All right. And start, you know, praying. You know, I'm not, again, religious, but I am very spiritual. And I feel like if you start letting the universe know your exact wants and stop saying what you don't want, what you do want is going to come to you eventually, right? Right, exactly. And, you know, nothing lasts forever. And that's something that I keep in the back in the back of my mind and sometimes in the forefront, because it's just like, all right, I'm going to value, since I know this, I'm going to value the time I have with these people that I'm encountering, if it's worth my time, as much as possible, okay? And understand that people are not perfect. No one is perfect, not even you, all right? So your business partners out there, your relationship love partner is out there, but you just have to be patient, especially if you're building an empire, a legacy. Like, that's something that you're building. You have to protect that like you protect your child. Are you just going to let anybody come in and become a part of that? Are you going to just let anybody come in and you're going to share half of that? Because depending on what state you're in, that's a real thing. But that's another podcast. But I'm coming to you today as your business coach, as your advisor, to take the time to really figure out your needs, your wants, your desires, your expectations. Make a list. You know, if you're dating right now, figure out who's really worth your time, who's really worth building with, and let everybody else go because they're distracting you. You're being distracted, all right? And that's not what we need. We need you to be focused. We need you to position yourself as a leader of power. We need you to be ambitious. And we need you to keep going. We don't need you distracted, falling back, getting depressed, and all of that bad stuff. No, pick yourself up, chin up, chest out, and keep it moving. Your partner will come if it's meant. Until next time, this is Dr. Christiane Anise, the People's Coach. Talk to you soon. Bye.